Okay, everyone, welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. So this is going to be something dealing with wrestling for you wrestling fans out there. Now, I normally like to talk about topics that are very controversial, as you can see with my political commentary. You know, I don't hold my tongue for anyone, nor should you expect me to. So, I'm here with my lovely wife.
Hello.
And we're going to be talking about a certain controversial individual.
Two controversial individuals.
Well, yeah, two. Three if you count Brock Lesnar, but real truth.
I'm just trying to figure out how did they just assume it was Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, he being the sacrificial lamb. And more likely, none of this is going to really stick onto Vince McMahon or Brock Lesnar more than anything else. I think it's more going to be something that's going to be one of those, you know, civil lawsuits. You know, like something that...
Wasn't me. It was him.
Something that Donald Trump has dealt with. Like, Donald Trump is technically a rapist, but he's not going to jail because he didn't break a... He didn't do anything criminally, right? Because the statute of limitations and shit. But civilly, he raped E. Jean Carroll. The same situation is going on with Vince McMahon. He, I think, is more like something civil.
He just
fucked up shit.
He exposed himself to people.
Much misogynistic wrestling shit.
He did this shit that he
wasn't
shouldn't
have made. Yeah. I don't know if this is going to be criminally liable stuff or is this going to be mostly civil, more likely civil. Because civil stuff is almost things you can almost bring up until a person's dead nowadays. Right? But mainly, this is about a certain person who's already dead. Well past it enough. And since we're... You know, now into playing WWE 2K24, I do believe it's the 40 years of WrestleMania, a very important match happened as part of WrestleMania that WWE is trying to redact, and that is the triple threat match between Shawn Michaels, Triple H, and Chris Benoit. Because in the game, if I'm correct, I do remember correctly, they are going to say that this was a rivalry between Michaels and Triple H
where
that ended up with neither one of them
winning the belt.
But how is that possible in a triple threat match?
You know,
how are you going to get, you know, triple threat match, right? How are you going to do that? I don't know. She doesn't want to eat it. But yeah, how are you going to do it, right? How are you going to bring it up and talk about, you know, Chris Benoit?
None of this is in support of what in action that either party did.
Exactly.
And y'all going to hit me because I'm still the person that believes he didn't do it, okay?
And you're going to hate me because I'm part of a party that's like, well, yeah, he did do it, but...
And I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it ain't like, oh,
like,
now my thing is, if he was in his right mind, would he kill his family? I think not.
Of course not.
I have no more for you.
Of course not. Well, why would he do it? You know, again, if he's in his right mind, why would he do it? He wouldn't.
And we knew now find out that he was in the midst of having CTE.
Yep.
And this. Steroid usage and all that stuff.
Right.
Messed him up.
Steroid usage and CTE fucked him up. And that's what happens. Don't forget, Benoit was doing the Attitude Era, a little bit into Ruthless Aggression too as well.
Come on.
You got shit shots to the skull like it was, you know, an everyday thing. You know, it's literally because people like Chris Benoit that you don't see chair shots to the head that often. Not anymore, but not often.
If you feel to acknowledge what he, you know, his contribution to the world of wrestling, and not agree with what happened, with the situation that would happen with him.
Exactly.
It is not, oh, you acknowledge him, so you agree with what happened. No, you acknowledge the person, just you acknowledge the art. You acknowledge what they accomplished. Just like, for instance, take it out of the world of lessons, like R. Kelly. Now.
Exactly.
No, I do not agree with what R. Kelly did, but I like his music.
Exactly.
I can separate the artist versus the person.
Exactly.
And that's what we got to learn to do. Separate the person
from their contribution.
From the art.
Exactly. Because, exactly, are you going to say you're not going to listen to any R. Kelly music anymore, period?
And then you listen to
so you just turn off the radio.
Because there's a lot of stuff that R. Kelly has written,
produced, contributed. I mean, I'm like Marvin Sapp.
Hold on, and I'm going to get ready to say, and it's people that you wouldn't even think that he did work for.
Exactly, or contributed to, or somehow.
Right, so that's just...
Like Marvin Sapp? Marvin Sapp?
Right.
He wrote, helped write a song for Marvin Sapp?
So...
Marvin Sapp. So you're not going to listen to...
The song that...
Rap? You're not going to listen to R&B. You're not going to listen to any gospel. You're not going to listen to anything. You just turn off the radio.
You're not going
to...
Because you never know who what he wrote. I mean...
You're not going to know because it's just that people do a lot of things. They... And that definitely once you get into music, they are producers, writers, contributors.
He might play the music on... You know...
He might play an instrument in the background.
Right, so...
Played an instrument in the background, or he played the piano, or they took this beat from one of his songs.
Right. So let's go now back to Benoit.
Exactly. And go and take this with Benoit.
You're not going to acknowledge all the stuff that he accomplished in wrestling, all the doors that he broke down, and all the things that he contributed to the world of wrestling. Come on now.
All the moves he created,
or all the moves that he popularized that people are still doing to this day.
They have variations and different names, but it's still a crossface.
Yeah, getting to the fence. Are you gonna do? How can you delete someone
who literally created the wrestling that we know of today?
So let's make it
exactly. How are you going to redact that individual? Who are you going to contribute to the creation of wrestling today?
Who
are you going to contribute to WrestleMania?
Who are you going to create in WrestleMania?
Don't forget the story of WrestleMania was that Vince put all of his money into WrestleMania, and if it wasn't popular, he was going to be
bankrupt.
He took a
gamble. What about Monday Night Raw? You wouldn't have Monday Night Raw. I mean,
exactly.
The Monday Night Wars.
How are you going to talk about the legacy of Stone Cold Steve Austin without mentioning the greatest ongoing storyline he ever had with Vince McMahon? Because Stone Cold was the employee that got to whoop his boss ass.
That everybody wanted to do.
The something that we all wanted to do. How are you going to redact Brock Lesnar, one of the youngest undisputed champions of all time? The one person who ended
the streak
of The Undertaker. Because before Roman Reigns did it, it was already broken.
There was no streak to break.
There was no streak to break for Roman Reigns. It wasn't intact. It was already over.
It's like Paul Heyman. And so the legacy of Paul Heyman, you're not going to mention that he was the mouth for Brock Lesnar?
Not exactly. These Heyman guys.
And he's a Heyman guy.
Because he was the first one to popularize being a Heyman guy. It's Brock. When you hear Paul Heyman, you're going to always think, Brock Lesnar! Yeah, I hated that motherfucker. To this day, I hated playing the game with that motherfucker on there. Because I knew he's going to beat my guy that I liked. He was a perfect heel.
So let's just get over the whole, oh my God, we got to, stop trying to rewrite history. You cannot rewrite history.
Yeah, that's the thing that I feel, though. It's like, when you try to remove certain people from wrestling because you don't want to sound like you're supporting them, which I don't give a shit.
Right. You always can put the classic. This does not support the...
Yeah.
What does the thing say? This doesn't...
To support the actions of the individual.
What did you say on TV? Like, this does not agree, this company does not agree with the...
Like you always say when it comes to religious programs. You know, the statement they always say when Joe Osteen program pop
this,
up.
This does not
reflect the views and opinions of the station. We do not support the views and actions of this individual.
Right, that's all you gotta say.
I mean, easy. Because let me tell you, every last one of them wrestlers that's out there today has done something crazy.
Right, if you really got, look at Shawn
Michaels.
It's
just the fact that we just didn't have the internet like we have now.
Shawn Michaels and...
If you would, like, Shawn Michaels went and got into a brawl with some, I think, Marines or some shit. Mm. At a bar.
And all the backstage shit that Shawn Michaels did.
Like, should we talk about the backstage shit that he did? Like, should we talk about Hulk Hogan not letting his daughter go out with a black guy?
Well, not that the racial slur that he might
By the way,
you erase him from history?
He's not been redacted from any history, period.
Right, like, because it doesn't, like...
Because at some point, God stopped me saying, we gotta acknowledge the fact that these guys are sorry.
You damn sure can't erase Hulk Hogan
because
you
can't erase Hulk Hogan because Hulk Hogan could contribute to the population, the popularity
of
wrestling. The popularizing
of
wrestling.
Eat your vitamins and say your prayers.
You know, eat your vitamins and say your prayers.
Just like if you try to redact the fucking Macho Man. You wouldn't do that because you wouldn't
You can't redact Hogan because he deals with Macho Man, the Mega Powers.
And if you try to redact fucking Macho Man, how you get the sponsor of fucking Slim Jim?
You do know that WWE only has like three major contributors. Snickers is one of them.
And
Slim Jim. That been with them forever. Hence the reason why, if you heard, when this stuff started to happen, you know, because we were down there at Royal Rumble, Snickers. Slim Jim pulled out. They didn't have a sponsor
at that
time. They literally had the city because it was fluctuating back and forth. We was there between Slim Jim and the city of
Slim Jim came
Florida.
Back.
Slim Jim came back because he knew the importance of WWE. No. By the way, no, it wasn't money for Slim Jim because they already been popularized by WWE and already benefiting from WWE and still always benefit from the knowledge of WWE.
All these guys, if you think
about
Slim Jim, who you
think
about Slim Jim?
Oh yeah, Macho
Slim
Man.
Slim Jim.
You're gonna always think about that for the next what, literally 50 years, because that's how much average lifespan I still have left, right?
And I'm from the 80s when it really that original campaign happened.
That's why I say 50 years. That's a lot of time, and you can still have us and bred that into the next generation. So they got generations of time left before you can't benefit from WWE if they were to leave. So it's not what for Slim Jim. Slim Jim wasn't benefiting at all. It was WWE that's benefiting. And you do know straight off the bat that AEW was waiting to hand out with a contract for Slim Jim. It will be moronic for Tony Khan
not to try to get Slim Jim as a sponsor.
Not to just throw the whole company and the Dolphins at Slim Jim. So when they did that, you knew full well their phone was ringing and it was AEW's representatives on the line saying, hey, we'll have this man here. Right? So they went with WWE. Yeah, staying
I understand
with
you want to get
because you knew.
I understand distancing yourself from Vince doing that part because you're trying to keep your sponsor.
Sponsor and
now
it's smart.
This distancing yourself is fine, but
to try to erase history
is stupid.
And, like, and that's the thing. Like we know this, and as wrestling fans, we understand.
And yes, I took media class, so I understand all
this. I took journalism.
So I understand all the aspects, you know,
yes.
I get it.
But we understand that. Like during the first time period when it first comes out, they say, well, you're trying to get rid of history. You can't rewrite history.
You
like,
just want to pacify everybody, so we're just going to not mention
exactly.
it at all.
Like, we understand, definitely understand. We've been there. But you can't miss in current wrestlers. Chris Jericho. Chris fucking Jericho is a hindrance to WWE and a fucking pain in the ass. Because what he did. He did so much.
And they don't want to acknowledge Jericho.
And they can't acknowledge
Jericho
because too much.
Because
he's in another company. We understand that.
Now, I understand. Oh, because we can't acknowledge him because if we acknowledge him, we acknowledge the upcoming
company.
But you can't.
And we don't want to try to, and W doesn't want to acknowledge that company's existence.
Existence
outside of
right.
WWE. They literally didn't want to do it until literally they bought WCW and ECW. Like, literally. They didn't
but
even
you
acknowledge
gotta,
it.
Now, like, you understand that.
The Monday Night Wars.
Now you gotta understand. Everything is connected now. So it's like, you gotta acknowledge one without the, you know, you gotta acknowledge.
Triple H is starting to acknowledge. Like, they literally are, by the way, just starting to acknowledge the fact that other people existed. Like, they mentioned very recently when I think it was Carl Anderson when he was the never open weight champion.
And you gotta acknowledge that because people.
By the way, that was still in that time period with Vince McMahon, so he never showed the belt. By the way,
but you got because people got the internet. It's
old. Yeah.
It ain't like it's not like the back in the day where the only way you knew something unless you read the papers.
Exactly.
Now it's on the internet.
It's on the internet.
So you got to acknowledge everything.
I have instantaneously have it. I'm like, I'm doing this podcast on my phone. It's not that hard for me just to put New Japan and put the titles in there and see Carl Anderson's face up there. Or just go to their fucking website and see Carl Anderson's face up there.
Like, who's the champion of this company? Who's the champion
you know,
of that company?
Like, I'm not dumb. I know I'm going to go, if I go into their website and I'm going to see Eddie Kingston. I'm not surprised that Eddie Kingston is on it. He has 3 belts. One of them has to come from probably New Japan. Why? He ain't in WWE. Because you wouldn't be showing off those belts in AEW. Because they straight WWE would see the shit out of you. Triple H learned from Vince McMahon. You're not throwing my fucking belt in the trash. Only people who throw the belt in the trash is WWE themselves. Yeah.
And they would never do that story. They would never do that.
They would never do that.
Because... Man. The wrestlers themselves felt that was disrespect. Like,
yeah, like what they did with the even because they did the 24/7 championship.
Wrestlers themselves,
they felt bad about it. Don't forget, it was R-Truth who came out said stuff about that.
Like, yo, that's my like
when it was
Nikki
Cross who threw
it in the
trash.
Like, yo, that's my word. Like, yo,
because don't ever throw a belt in the trash. I mean, I think it was Alondra.
Medusa.
Yeah. Still to this day cannot let that go. She's, you know, she will never be able to let that go. And she's not letting that belt go, too, by the way. She still has it.
Right. I wouldn't let the damn belt go either.
No, we ain't giving it back to fucking company. Fuck them. And she said that. And they actually sitting there folding her best friend over there trying to grab it. No, that's not a lie. Vince McMahon is that.
You need a cut, baby girl.
Vince McMahon was that. He sent Mick Foley over there. What you saw on that program was real.
Mm-hmm. She was going to do it, but it's like...
Because she wanted to do it for a friend. She wanted to do it for Mick, because they are real friends. And Mick told her that about how that hurt. Mm-hmm. And that's a woman's title.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get a pee for it. It's because as a wrestler... And at the time, he was never getting the opportunity she had.
Right.
that's an, also another reason why they do it. It's because, like,
you got
the opportunity I will never get. And you did what with it? Doing the trash. She doing the trash on live television. Unscripted. So that was only her. There was not Bischoff. There was nobody. That was her. I don't give a shit if she trying to blame it on her. No. That's you. That's not Bischoff. Don't try even blame it on her. No, girl, that's you.
But back
to Benoit.
Like, you cannot erase his history. Like,
this is the reason. Like, see why I'm talking?
You can't erase his history.
You can't erase that Medusa did that. That's iconic. It's a part of history. I remember this. I will tell my children if I had them that happened.
You biting my finger, baby. That's part of that legacy.
It's a part of the legacy of that belt. It's a part of the legacy of wrestling.
Right.
The memories that we grew up with. You can't make me forget. And WD damn well fucking tries to make you fucking forget. Ain't no lying about that bitch.
They try to make you forget everything. Like, no,
I mean, to the point now that the two belts that they have aren't even the same belts that they have.
She knows Melanie.
Is these? They're not the same belts that they had the Rockets with.
Right.
They tried to say, but it's hard. It's hard to. To break it, because I know it's hard to break it, because it's just that it's hard to break that connection. We know about Bruno Sammartino,
right? Like my thing is, stop trying to erase people out of fucking history.
Like, I already know that Bruno is gonna be Bruno. There's no one gonna.
Ain't nobody gonna never break that.
No one's gonna break, because it's got almost a decade. No one's gonna do what.
Bruno did.
No one's gonna do with what's her name?
AJ.
No, the woman, the belts.
China.
10 years.
Moolah.
Yeah, Fabulous Moolah. She stole the belt, damn near.
Like, no one's gonna do with China. Like,
she had the belt for a decade.
Think about if they try to erase the history of China. Like, how?
Exactly.
China was the reason why you...
Main reason you have Rhea Bloody Ripley. Like, let's not lie. Matter of fact, you can probably ask her a fucking self and she would definitely tell you. I mean, shit.
See, this whole gimmick is fucking China.
This is China. For people who don't understand, she can't wrestle men because that's just the rule in WWE now. You can't wrestle men. She's going to push the boundary, though. Oh, Rhea definitely did. And she is purposely doing that because she knows who she has to be.
Her legacy is representing. Like, her legacy is off of fucking China's
it's
back.
It's China's back. Can she fill those shoes? Hell no.
So if I erased fucking China, you wouldn't have... You wouldn't have...
Because she's not going to get Roman Reigns' paycheck.
You wouldn't have women getting
those large paychecks like Roman Reigns with China was doing. She did get
China
that Stone Cold.
Made them give her
the Stone Cold paycheck. They laughed like I did. Like,
she said, who?
Right. She wanted to, whose paycheck? Stone Cold?
Because at the time, Stone Cold was the highest paid wrestler.
Of course he was. He was the main draw.
So she like, if you he get paid glass. That much money and I'm just as popular and
I'm wrestling and doing all that, I'm
Same shit he's doing. You gonna pay me
just
like him.
You gonna pay me that. And that's why you women getting paid a lot of money. Charlotte Flair.
It's highest paid female wrestler right now.
Oh, yeah.
And WWE, I should say.
Yeah, she's getting that bridge.
And it wouldn't be because of China.
Yes, it is. It's because of China. She knows. And her last name is Flair, but you know.
Right, but still,
if it's because China. Like, I had to make sure to mention that she's gonna get that money because
you wouldn't have the style.
You're not gonna disrespect.
You wouldn't have the style of wrestling that Rhea do, China. I mean, that Charlotte does without fucking China. And Jacqueline, the powerhouse that can show you that I'm not a Barbie doll.
You know. those women like that.
You wouldn't have the AJ Lees and shit like that.
You know, awesome calm.
The AJ Lees.
These aren't divas.
These are actually fucking wrestlers.
These are wrestlers.
You wouldn't have the AJ Lees. You wouldn't have. You wouldn't have Bianca Belair. First of all, you wouldn't have Bianca Belair. You wouldn't have the it, Storm, but her name ain't Storm.
Jade Cargill.
You wouldn't have Jade. You wouldn't have. Mia Yim. You wouldn't have all those who can actually fucking wrestle. Thea Trinidad, they who actually can fucking go up with the men.
It wasn't for China. And definitely also Mae Young.
Mae Young.
Mae Young and Moolah could actually wrestle, by the way, guys. Just in case you don't know, that's the reason why you saw them like in the 80s still going out there getting bumped by the Dudley Boys. Because they could actually fucking wrestle. Like, no joke, they can actually wrestle. You know, just in case you guys didn't know that. But you see how we're talking about memories and history. You can't erase it. It happened.
You wouldn't have a female be the Intercontinental Champion. And people clamoring for that now.
Well, Zach came for it now with Rhea. Now, she's not going to win the men's. Like, they want her to be Worlds and WWE. That's never going to happen because they had that. But in Continental, yeah.
China did that.
Because China did. She beat Jericho.
You wouldn't have fucking Kong and Beth.
Right.
And who else was in it? The women's, the men's champ. Yeah, those two, the fucking be in the men's rumble. You wouldn't have the fucking women's rumble if it wasn't for China.
Yeah, Beth eliminated a man from the rumble.
Both of them did. Beth eliminated
Great Khali. So she eliminated Great Khali on her own. By the way. Which is historic. Because I know that never really happened that
often. You wouldn't have had the Women's Royal Rumble if it wasn't for China.
Yeah. And
yes, it took all them years, but you wouldn't have it.
And by the way, let's not lie. And that was a beautiful thing because the Women's Rumble by far
is
the better one. Yeah, it's the better Rumble. It's literally it's the better Rumble. Every year, without fail, the best Rumble is going to be the Women's. Cody won back to back. That's not more exciting than seeing Naomi come back. Seriously, that's not more exciting than seeing a TNA Knockout Champion in the Rumble. Right? To see, which was at that time, two Impact wrestlers, because don't forget. Naomi wasn't guaranteed
because
back
they still making history with theirs because theirs is new, so it's not
theirs new and they got so much they can do and then they're reaching out into other programs because they don't have that many women up in WWE anyway, so
which I think is bullcrap.
Well, that's because you got a lot of men already.
Well, no, a lot of the women that they want are gone out of the company,
and they still got to develop.
You got women. And that should have been in a rumble who no longer wrestled. Like, you should have Eve Torres. You should have had the all of them should be like, but they are not wrestling no more. And if they are wrestling, they're not doing.
And women can't wrestle as long as men because you can go, like, look at Ric Flair.
Because A, they want to have children. A,
you can't say that because that's the main thing. And that takes a shit ton of all out of you, man. Let me tell you, be real, that's a whole year. Be real with yourself. That's a whole year.
Having children take toll on your body.
Period. And then you out for a year. You're going to be out for a year. I mean, or you can wrestle for a few months while you had the child. And you could, you know, like 2-3 months. You know, the first trimester pretty much.
Not really, but you...
I know, but...
Unknowingly, you might be wrestling.
You can possibly do it. Mom...
Because Paige mother wrestled with Paige while she but she didn't know it.
Exactly.
And once she found out, oh no, I can't.
Exactly. Because, like, you can basically live your basic life for the first trimester, but then after that, that's it. That's not a lot of time, bro.
But anywho,
back to Benoit.
Just stop trying to erase history, goddamn.
Because I love Chris Benoit and what he did.
That iconic scene with him, Bray, and him.
Exactly. Just thinking about the iconic photo of Eddie and Chris Benoit with the confetti's falling down, with both of them holding their titles that they just recently won. I think Eddie with the Intercontinental and Benoit with the World Heavyweight Champion.
You gonna tell me you want not?
At WrestleMania,
those two iconic wrestlers getting a just due after the battle.
Don't forget Eddie and Benoit.
Go ahead.
I'm about to finish up.
You gonna help me?
I'm going to. Let me finish up first. But think about it. Those two guys weren't considered main eventers. I know we see them as main eventers today, but at the time, because I can tell you, because I remember, they weren't main eventers. They were the guys that were on the cusp.
Getting fired.
That was on the cusp of getting fired. On the cusp of being main eventers. Those guys that was those, you know, fluctuating people. There were times where you would see them in matches just for no reason. And then they'll be in Intercontinental, US, European, tag titles. And then you'd be like, oh, they might be out the day. What happened to them? They might be out the door the next day. And then, bam, after all that hard work, don't forget that Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit also were WCW guys.
Yep.
I'm sorry to tell you, Vince McMahon didn't like giving relevance to WCW guys. That's why Booker T could never beat Triple H, even though the most racist storyline he had happened.
That's why that storyline happened.
Yeah, because Booker T was never going to win. He was, you know, WCW. Sadly, you know, Triple H took it and said the words that he said, and it was taken the right way you're supposed to take it. Not the way WWE expects you to take it, but the right way you're supposed to take it. Because they didn't believe it. Because again, when you're in the boardroom with a bunch of white guys and a bunch of them are old, they're not going to understand it. In the crowd, a bunch of young guys, drunk young guys, are going to understand because it's 18 to 30. Oh shit! That was racist as fuck. And he pinned Booker T as the most longest crawl you can ever have. It took about 20 minutes for that nigga to crawl over Booker T. And he should have kicked out, but he didn't. Because I think they tried to think that they was going to somehow save Booker T. Oh, Vince McMahon. Sometimes his eyes worked, sometimes they didn't. We had to take it back then. We don't want to do it now. Because we got Triple H and we got a bunch of other people involved. And he listened to me. Because he was a wrestler. This man was never a wrestler. That's why you got Tony Khan staying with... I'm out here. That's why we got Tony Khan who's with the Young Bucks. And he should not be with current wrestlers. He should be with former. But he'll learn. But yeah, just that. Stop trying to erase history.
Because it don't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Acknowledge that things happen. Acknowledge that people are there. Acknowledge that we saw and that we have what we have. We know who we are. And we know what they did. And we know what we saw. I understand, of course, not trying to mention certain people because they're in different promotions.
But even still, that's even skewed too.
Yeah. Then don't bring up the record.
Yep. Don't put importance on the record then.
Record. Or mention the former wrestler who's longer here. You can do that way. She's in the kitchen. try to do things like that. It's understandable to do things like that, because if you do, yay, we understand. That's great. But don't try to erase the person, because it's not going to be possible. Because you can try to get rid of them out of the history books and your eyes, but in everybody else's, you know they're going to be there. You can't erase.
Only somebody that's alive that know what happened.
Exactly.
Nothing's going to get erased.
And I'm going to be, and that's only when you got the fact that you got all your stuff on DVD video. And video. You can remove it off of your networks all you want. But y'all put DVDs out there.
Just like I said, long as somebody alive that know what happened, it's always going to be a still around.
Yeah. And let me tell you, I'll find a way to hook up a goddamn DVD player to whatever fucking television or projection that's out there. You're going to see the fact that no Crispin Y existed. Acknowledge the fact that he existed. It's about time. It's time for us to get past it and say he did what
like,
he did.
You're expecting the fact that his son can't even get into the company because he looked just like his father. Come on, man.
Exactly.
Stop bullshitting.
Stop bullshitting. Like, I will let him eat it like Robback.
That's a whole different story.
Robback just need to shut the fuck up and stop acting like a jackass. And I will let him back in. They did it with fucking Scott Steiner, who literally did hate Vince McMahon. Because of the points he had, he didn't put the motherfucker in there himself. He would never did that shit. He's never going in by himself. By the way, that has never happened.
Bray Wyatt's dad and uncle is going to the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
And you mean damn sure to tell you, you know they're gonna mention his, they gonna mention his son.
Exactly.
Like y'all not gonna put Benoit in the fucking Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. Like you're not gonna put him ever in the Hall of Fame. Like, and you know what he contributed and done.
Come on now.
Be real with yourself. I would have. I know it done already.
You deserve to go in there just as much as anybody else.
You think Braun Breaker never going to go in there? You think that you're not going to... What? If Scott is around, who's going to present him? Be real. Scott's around. You got to have a presenter. It's going to be fucking Scott Steiner. Right?
Hey, man.
It's just that. So, yeah.
And, like, you think Rey Mysterio wouldn't want his son to get beat and one...
Induct them into
but due to the storyline, y'all wanted to keep it going. Somebody else did, but like
exactly, someone else did. Like I don't understand that.
Like oh yeah, you gotta erase the history of Rey Mysterio.
You say that.
So Dominic is just that whole storyline with Dominic is no longer important. Dominic himself is no longer important.
Right, exactly. You gotta understand. Like you gotta like. We as wrestling fans, we know about the history. You know about
like who the hell when you bring if just to say you erase the whole freaking thing with Eddie Guerrero. So when they like y'all mentioned who Dominic's real dad, like
yeah
that story
you mentioned that story and they won't know about because that actually affected people outside cause like the people that were judges who was like this can't be you really gonna have this settled custody battle settled in the ring. They actually thought that too, by the way. That was the judge actually thought that. By the way, like, are they really going to try that? They actually thought they were going to try to settle a custody dispute. Custody dispute in the ring. No. No, they're not going to settle in the ring. Dominic is Rey Mysterio's actual son. If that Eddie Guerrero was so good at portraying the fact that that was his kid, that everyone believed that shit. To this day, there are people out there to this day who actually still believe that Eddie Guerrero was the son, that Eddie Guerrero's son is Dominic Mysterio. Like, really, they do. Girl, stop. There are people out there who actually still believe that Eddie Guerrero's son is Dominic Mysterio, legitimately.
Let's go.
I'm about to. But yeah. Stop messing around with history and whatnot. It's time for us to get past this stuff and allow for Crispin Wild to be actually acknowledged.
Give him his just due.
Because real truthfully, if you give him his just due now and put this stuff out of people's misery, you can get past it. I mean, for real, just do it. It'd be so much easier. Like, if I was running the WWE, I would put Chris Benoit as a Hall of Famer.
Eventually, you're going to have and to. Like, come on.
Exactly. And I would state, yes, we do not, we are in no way condoning. No, because I know you're going to have people come out there now, because the first time you're going to do it, you got to acknowledge it. You're going to say, this is in no way condoning what he did. But this is acknowledging the fact that what he did in the ring.
Right. We're separating the
We're
separating the man from...
Exactly.
The situation.
It's like O.J. Simpson. You can't say, even the NFL says it. The first 2,000 yard rusher, O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson. You gotta acknowledge it. And get past it, because that's how the NFL did it. They got past it. Oh, we're going to acknowledge that they did this stuff. That he did. In reality, that, and keep it moving. That's what you need to do now. Just keep it moving. Acknowledge what he did. Get it over with. And keep it moving. That's what we need to do. And that's what I would say I'm doing. I'm acknowledging what he did in the ring. He was a Hall of Famer. His family had the right to celebrate that part of him and to get past
the trauma
that happened. Acknowledge that today.
His family's not going to, like, they're going to, yes, they got, but they didn't trust me. This family is, they living off the good memories. They not living off the memories.
Exactly. Let's think about the good memories. The man had a mental mental health disability.
Episode.
He had a, like, be real, it's a disability. He had a mental health disability. CTE is a disability. And we're going to acknowledge that if he was not under his own power when he did this. And we feel sad for the whole family. And we want to celebrate the positive that he has done.
Yeah.
Once you do that, what do you think the fans are going to say?
Thank you.
Thank you, Benoit, for all you've done in the ring.
And move the fuck on.
So we can move the fuck on. And then you can acknowledge the fact that he did do what he did. You can put the picture up with Chris Benoit, and you can say that fucking Triple H and Shawn Michaels lost to Chris Benoit. Because that damn, I ain't jacking up all that shit to try to hide the fact that Benoit fucking won. I don't care who you are. I'm going to say it. Be a man.
It don't matter.
Exactly. It don't matter no more.
Because if you really sure the family is not living on that, just living off that trauma
and tragedy.
They want to live off the positive memory. They living off that he loved his son and his wife. They living off the fact that he got to live and do the things that he wanted to do. Like,
the crossface, yo.
The Wolverine.
The rabbit Wolverine. Chris Benoit. So, yeah. We're going to go ahead and bring it to an end.
Yes, so you can help walk these goddamn clothes. Let's go.
We're going to bring it to an end. Thanks for listening out, guys. And, yes, please share the podcast. Later, guys.